News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. So yeah, that was an interesting segment there with Mike Durant. You know, and what I'm hearing is, generally speaking, by and large, most folks who are involved in politics at some point do not see this as being a war that we should be fighting. And I don't mean that like we shouldn't pay attention. Generally speaking, though, the concept that we're going to go put boots on the ground in a fight between Ukraine and Russia. Now listen, Russia is going to steamroll them if they want to. They've got a mass. I mean, it's one of the armies of the world, if you will. There's no way around it. They just are. They're not of the capability that the former Soviet Union was, but they are still a robust army with a massive population base behind them. And that being said, though, Ukraine is not a pushover nation. Ukraine, many people don't realize, is one of the biggest countries in Europe. 43 million population, I believe, is somewhat somewhere around 43 million. 43 million is sizable. I mean, that's a good-sized country by world standards. On top of that, Ukraine's military is somewhat robust for a nation of its size, and we've also been augmenting them mostly with small arms, mostly with shoulder-fired weapons. We have not augmented them at all with any truly robust lethal aid in terms of like armored vehicles, tanks, anti-aircraft, that kind of thing. However, if Russia thinks for a minute that they're not going to be sitting there in the midst of what I would call a guerrilla war for a period of time, they're wrong. And I know Putin's already thought of that. I mean, it's not like, oh, it took the radio show guy in Huntsville, Alabama to square that away. No, it's. I guarantee you he's already looked at that. But folks, the question that we have to address is, where is our national interest? And what does it mean that we have President Biden in charge? Because the Biden administration, by the way, Joe Biden was the vice president when Putin invaded and took and annexed a large chunk of southern Ukraine. Ukraine used to be much bigger. Ukraine used to have the entire Crimean Peninsula. Look it up on a map. A huge swath of land. It's like finding out that the southeast United States just lost the southern portion of Florida from like Jacksonville down, and all we kept was the northern part. It was a very significant annexation, which also gave Putin, you know, warm water ports that he didn't have access to. It expanded his capabilities for free traversing of the seas in that region. It also gave him, a large population base to draw from. It was a big deal. And the Obama administration sat by and went, huh, how about that? And that was about it. In the meantime, Putin got bolder. Now, what I don't think we can do, what I do not believe we should ever do, is sit idly by and be bullied by Russia, because that's what they love. They love to bully. Putin is a bully. He's a former KGB officer. And he sees right now weakness in the form of Joe Biden. We'll talk about it more when I get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Moving into the final half hour and getting into your afternoon drive. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Moving into the afternoon drive, some of you guys have the car keys in hand. You're already debating, should I leave now or give it the extra few minutes? Well, your call, but be careful on the roads. And listen, if you're headed home today and you're thinking, man, I got to stop and get a bite to eat. I don't want to cook at the house or, you know what, or just call somebody and say, hey, meet me there. Let me suggest something to you. Just Love Coffee Cafe. Many thanks to one of our listeners who sent me a picture on Twitter, by the way. He took our advice and went to Just Love Coffee Cafe, sent me a picture of his all-American club sandwich with, you know, the chips and all of it. Just like sent me a picture of his food, but he says, Great suggestion. So anyway, yeah, Just Love Coffee Cafe. Two locations, Hughes Road in Madison and one on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. They've got everything you could imagine there in terms of coffee. Just the best dry roast. They can grind the beans for you, make you a good hot steaming cup of black coffee, various flavors. But they've also got all the cafe, I mean, the lattes, the cappuccinos, the espressos. They've got all the gourmet drinks you can imagine. And then on top of that, like I was saying, they got a breakfast, lunch, and dinner menu. They got wraps. They got waffles. They got omelets. They've got salads. Anyway, Just Love Coffee Cafe. Here's the kicker for you, though. They've also got a special right now for Right Side listeners. You go and text the word Right Side. That's one word, Right Side, to 87338. Text Right Side to 87338. You will get put into the Just Love Coffee Cafe point system and get a free beverage. Like, I got a free cappuccino the other day. Yes, I did. So check it out. Text Right Side to 87338. Get extra points just for Right Side listeners. Two locations, Hughes Road in Madison, one on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. By the way, the Right Side store, before we end this show, you got to know, if you go to rightsideradio.org, rightsideradio.org, that's our website. There's a button at the top that says Right Side Store. Promo today for Valentine's Day, only today, 14% off your order on coffee mugs or t-shirts or phone cases or stickers or whatever with all the Right Side logo on it. And by golly, yes, I always say it, and socks. You can order Right Side Radio socks. How fun is that? I've got a pair. I love them. Right Side Radio socks. Anyway, check out when you check it out, type in the promo code Valentine. Birdman set that up. He's such a romantic. He set up Birdman set up Valentine as the promo code for today only. 14% off at the Right Side store. All right, listen, back to the topic at hand. Are the Baltic states even defensible? I'm looking at the article right now. I pulled off of realclearedefense.com. And the question becomes, the Baltic states, we have several NATO allies that are among the Baltic states. You know, we've got Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania. They are members of NATO now. Mike Durant's position a minute ago was he believes that there's a push to get Ukraine in NATO. Some would say Ukraine's been asking for it, and we're the ones who've been holding off. Putin believes that we're the ones pushing it, and he wants it to stop. Whatever the case may be, Article 5 of the NATO alliance founding documents, or the charter, states that an attack on one is an attack on all. The fact that Ukraine is not a NATO ally has been the only thing keeping us from putting troops there now, potentially. Is there a national interest, though? Are the Baltic states even defensible? I mean, because of where they are located, it's very difficult. And Durant made the point a minute ago, this is Putin's backyard. I mean, we would go there and have to set up FOBs and put in all the logistic trains that would come in across through Poland and other portions of Europe. Russia lives there. It's their backyard. It's their border. So, yeah, their 130,000 troops don't have to go far to go home. Ours do. I do not want to see U.S. troops on the ground in Ukraine. I don't. Here's an Alabama connection for you, by the way. If I'm not mistaken, and I'm saying this slightly off the cuff, but I think I'm correct. There were 150 National Guard troops in Ukraine until just this weekend. They were ordered to evacuate and head to, I think, Poland. 150 National Guard, U.S. Army National Guard soldiers. You've heard me talk about before that in Alabama, in the Alabama National Guard, I was the commander of the 167th Infantry. The 167th Infantry is now a 4th Battalion to the 53rd Infantry Brigade Combat Team of the Florida National Guard, the 53rd IBCT. So Alabama's connection to the 53rd IBCT is recent. It was troops of the 53rd IBCT that were actually in Ukraine. So, just an interesting Alabama connection. You've got Alabama National Guardsmen who are under the chain of command, the structure, if you will, the command structure of the brigade combat team that actually had troops in Ukraine most recently, of any U.S. troops. That being said, should we have them there or not? Copper, you good to go on clip 5 and 6? Or you got those good to hook? I see ready on the board. Just highlight it for me if you're still good on those. But yeah, so it's a different... It's a different bag depending upon who you're talking to. Thank you, Copper. Let me do this. I've got two clips here. There was a couple of interviews. Now, I mentioned a minute ago that Mike Durant was a special operations aviator. I was involved in special operations. You've got a number of other people that are. It just, you know, just a part of the military. It means that we got an opinion, or we see things mainly from a different perspective, perhaps. But nonetheless, we got opinions. There are several special operators that are running for office right now or who have been in office. Let me play a clip here. Clip five, Copper. Clip five is Eli Crane. He's a former Navy SEAL who is now running for Congress in Arizona. He says, what are we even looking at Ukraine for? This is not our issue. We need to be focusing on the southern border. Go ahead and play clip five.
Eli, you don't even believe we should be there. You don't think that's our concern, especially with our southern border.
No, absolutely. As somebody who was born and raised in Arizona, I can tell you that a lot of us are really disappointed to see this administration getting ready to send more American blood and treasure halfway around the world to protect another country's border from a possible invasion when we actually have an invasion going on right here on our southern border every single day. Now, that invasion might not be Russian tanks, but I'll tell you what, it's fentanyl, it's opioids, it's MS-13 gang members, it's human sex trafficking, and sometimes it's even terrorists who are on the watch list. And so that's something that we want to ask the president. Hey, Mr. President, what about our southern border? Why don't you care about our southern border?
Yeah, he never answers that question, but it does.
Yeah, go ahead and stop it there. So there's one opinion. There's a guy, former military guy running for office, who says, why are we even looking at this? Well, I disagree with him in part. You have to look at this. We could be looking at both. There is no reason why the government of the United States cannot focus on its own border and, oh, by the way, focus on an overseas mission should one arise. In fact, the government that can't do that does not need to be in charge. Obviously, Biden does not know how to do that or is choosing. I think at this point, really, he's just willfully choosing not to. And Kilmeade made the point there. He refuses to answer that question. Yes, he does. But there's another view. So there's a guy named what was his name? Eli Crane, former Navy SEAL, running for Congress in Arizona, who's like, don't send anybody. What are we doing? Focus on our border. Don't focus on their border. I say you can focus on both. Now, that's not to say go over there and defend Ukraine's border. But what I am saying is, if there is a potential that Putin wants to roll through parts of Eastern Europe, if he wants to go ahead and just steamroll through and go ahead and set up something that looks threatening to Poland, well, we got a whole other game then. And no one knows what he's going to do. I don't think he's going to go that far. I really don't. I don't know that he's going to go all the way to Kyiv. I don't know that he's going to go all the way to the capital of Ukraine. I would not be a bit surprised if he doesn't try to annex something that gives him contiguous borders with a bigger buffer to include the Crimean Peninsula and the eastern borders of Ukraine. But that being said, no one knows. Putin's playing brinksmanship here. He's a game. His game is chess. It appears that Biden's game is checkers. But Copper, clip six, if you would. Go ahead. Let's see. Clip six is Ryan Zinke. You may remember Ryan Zinke. He's also a former Navy SEAL, served in Congress. Then he was President Trump's Secretary of the Interior. Now he's running for Congress again. He's got his own views on this. Ryan Zinke, clip six. Go ahead and play it.
This out, Congressman Zinke. This message from the U.S. Embassy in Ukraine to U.S. citizens leaving Ukraine through Poland. U.S. citizens must present a valid U.S. passport and proof of vaccination. Travelers are also encouraged to present a negative test result, PCR antigen test, which would facilitate entry into Poland. So make sure we're vaccinated, ladies and gentlemen. Bring your own swab while you run for your life because a Russian tank's behind you.
Well, you know, it's outrageous. I can't think of a case where, you know, we're doing hostage rescue and we're looking for vaccination cards or, a NEO, non-combatant evacuation. But it should be no surprise, you know, they were very little help. Matter of fact, an obstacle in getting our people, citizens, out of Afghanistan, and they're not helping in this case. But I think we've sent a signal that we're weak. NATO is not aligned. NATO is negotiating individually in some cases with Russia, and I think that they see this administration as weak and not going to do anything that's worthwhile. So, if this is an opportunity for Russia to move, this is their time.
Right.
Well, and that's
guys,
the point.
So much.
That's the point right there. Is that You know, you didn't see this level of activity in bad actors in the world during the Trump administration. Now, I'm not sitting here going, oh, Trump, Trump, Trump. What I'm saying is there's a difference in leadership, all right? What we have right now is the same guy who was at the top of the ticket in the administration in which Putin felt like he could annex Crimea is the same guy who's now in charge overall, and Putin has massed 130,000 troops on the border of Ukraine. NATO matters. Don't think for a second that NATO does not matter. And there's deep, deep, deep history in this region. Putin believes, and many Russians believe, that Ukraine is technically theirs anyway because it's part of their legacy. Ukraine, on the other hand, believes they have a separate legacy. And they even fight over things like where are the bones of their patron saint and who can find it first, because that might establish whether or not Ukraine is independent or part of Russia. I mean, it's cultural, it's geopolitical, it's very political. And at this point, too, it may be military. So we're going to watch over the next few days, and we'll break the news as it comes, but we're going to watch over the next few days because this is big doings. All right, Copper, move it to the last break. We'll come back. I got to tell you guys about tomorrow. You're going to want to know, and I'm hoping some of you guys are going to show up at the State House. We need people there, and I think we're going to have a good crowd, and I'm hoping y'all are a part of it. I'll tell you more about that in just a minute. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, Copper, I got a message for you on the board right there. Make sure you grab that. Folks, let me tell you real quickly, too, before we end the day. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. So here we are in a position right now where you don't even know what to wear in the morning because you'll be 24 degrees when you wake up. It'll be 64 degrees when you come home from work. And that can play havoc, by the way, with your HVAC. So if you need HVAC service, heating and air conditioning, just know this, that Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning is one of our team members. They serve Huntsville, Madison, all the surrounding areas. I like to always say, too, they're like one of your one-stop shops for HVAC repairs, gas or electric, and they are open, by the way, 6 days a week. That's huge. I mean, that way, if you get home on a Friday and find out that your heat's not going to work, they can be out there on Saturday morning, and you may not have to even wait until Monday to get things going. So that's huge. The guys at Vandy's, too, they don't upsell you. They don't try to get you to buy things you didn't need or tell you what you don't want. They literally are going to give you a free estimate and respect you in the process. They're an owner-operated, veteran-owned small business right here in our area. James Vandergriff, the owner of Vandy's, is a veteran of Afghanistan, which I certainly appreciate. And they have great service. Everything I hear is good stuff. 256-225-7311. That's their phone number. Check them out. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, 256-225-7311. Tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. Thank you much. All right, so listen, big doings tomorrow, all right? Just making sure you guys are knowing and tracking this. Tomorrow is School Choice Day in the State House. And this has been organized in part by the Policy Institute, where I still do a great deal of work. And we've got a number of school choice groups and schools that are bringing themselves, their kids, their parents, their you know, basically we're looking for a good turnout tomorrow on the steps of the State House at 11:30. The people that I know are speaking to the group beginning around 11:30-ish are myself from Right Side Radio. You've got Representative Charlotte Meadows, who many of y'all have heard on my show several times. Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth, and State Republican Party Chairman John Wall, who is also from this listening area. That's a good group. And then after that, too, you can check in through security at the front door there and head up to the fifth or seventh floors and begin looking for legislators and tell them, you know, respectfully, shake their hands, thank them for what they do, but tell them, please, it is time for some school choice activity in the legislature. The legislative process cannot be dominated by the School Board Association and the Teachers Union. Our schools rank 50th in the nation, and just throwing more money at it is never going to be the solution. So School Choice Day tomorrow, beginning at 11:30 on the steps of the State House, right directly across from the the flags by the Capitol. All right, so you can come up Dexter Avenue. There's a Capitol in front of you, beautiful white building with the big dome, and then around the back side of that is the State House. And listen, make a day of it. I love the Capitol. I love Montgomery. For all its warts and blemishes, it's an amazing place, steeped in history. Right across the street, too, you have the State Archives. If you're not familiar with that, it's a state museum, basically. Amazing exhibits. Certainly worth your time. And it is just neat to walk around and go, oh, this is where the sausage is made. That's the Attorney General's office over there. Oh, this is the Capitol. Oh, there's the Governor's office over there. And this is the State House, where right now we need them to begin debating something different than just, let's spend more money on education and see what happens. Let's do the teacher pay raise because the teachers union said so. No, that's not working. I don't mind teachers getting a pay raise, but by God, let's do something different with our education, because being 50th in the nation is a reputation that we don't need. We've got to pull ourselves out of that. And school choice, things like education savings accounts, charter schools, the open enrollment so you can transfer from one school to another without fear of your zip code being what confines you. Those have all got to happen. That's tomorrow at 11:30 at the State House in Montgomery. Going to be a good day. We'll be reporting live. I'll be there on the scene broadcasting the show live from the State House tomorrow. It's going to be interesting. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Thanks so much for being a part of this audience. Copper and I back tomorrow. Me down in Montgomery, her here running the board and keeping the trains moving. It's an honor to have this platform. You guys have a great night.